Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Off-Menu
podcast.
I really wish you'd stop doing that.
Well, you got to get ready for it.
Yeah, but I'm ready for it. I'm saying welcome to the Off-Menu podcast. That's me, Ed Gamble, saying that. And then you, James Acaster, insist on cutting in.
I'm joining in with you.
Okay, well, let's try.
It's cutting in, is it? If you're ever in a choir and everyone's singing with you, you go, stop cutting in. It's my solo.
But no, it's not your line. Yeah, if it's someone else's solo and they start doing it.
Did you think that was your solo then?
Where is love?
Perfect. Always surprised at how nice a voice you have.
Thank you. But that would be weird if you cut in on Oliver Twist.
Is that who you think you are at the start of this podcast? You think you're Oliver Twist?
Imagine if you went to see Oliver Twist and he was doing Where is Love and then suddenly the person playing Fagin just bursts on and starts singing along.
Very unusual that would be, yes. Yeah. Yes. I think you need to remind yourself you're not Oliver Twist before you do this podcast. And I'm not Fagin, thank you very much.
You're right, I'm more of a Bill Sykes-like character.
I'm more of an Artful Dodger.
Now that's agreed. We can crack on with the Off-Menu podcast. Explain what it is, James.
We ask guests to name their favourite ever starter, main dessert,
side,
and drink. Some of us roll with the punches when that happens to them.
Mentioning it now is not rolling with the punches.
Thank you for joining with it, Bill. I had a nice time. Today we've got Lolly Adefope.
Yeah, wonderful Lolly Adefope, very funny, and she knows her food as well.
Oh, she knows her food, all right. She would describe herself as a foodie, but also I think I'm not going to give anything away.
It's a good episode.
Is there an ingredient that she must not mention, otherwise she gets kicked out of the podcast?
Every week we have a secret ingredient. If they mention it, they're out on their ear. Yeah. This week's secret ingredient is lemongrass. I hate lemongrass.
Yeah.
I don't mind necessarily the flavour it imparts, but I think there's been ingredients we've had in the past that also have the same effect. If you crunch down on a bit of lemongrass that happens to be in the dish still, it ruins the dish.
Today, ruiner. And also, I don't like the flavour of it. I've had like lemongrass tea before when I thought I was getting a nice lemon tea.
Yeah.
And it is not the same taste.
No.
I do not like it. It's too much. I don't really see the point. I haven't ever had it in a way that's nicer. Someone's never said this has got lemongrass in it and the lemongrass flavour has improved the dish. If Lolly says it, it's unforgivable.
She's out.
With a heavy heart, she's out.
Have you got a little burp on the way
A little burp just then.
Yeah, did a little burp. We've just been for lunch, spoiler warning.
Yeah, we've been for lunch. Hey, who would know? We eat food as well. We talk about food or we eat food.
We love food. If you're listening to the podcast and you haven't subscribed, what the bloody heck are you playing at? Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from. Review, rate, 5 stars, please. Nice reviews.
Yeah, always give 5 stars. That's what I give my Uber drivers. That's what I should expect from you.
Tell your friends. Here we are. This is the Off Menu Podcast with Lolly Adefope.
Bullseye!
Hello, Lolly.
Hiya.
How you doing, mate?
Good, thank you. How are you?
All right, thanks. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
May I take your coat?
Okay.
Who are you?
The waiter. I just appeared out of nowhere, didn't I?
Right.
Because I'm a genie.
I think I'll keep my coat, thank you.
Well, that is the most passive-aggressive entrance to the restaurant we've had so far.
I've never seen anyone keep their coat.
Not even sat down yet.
I don't give my coat often. I don't keep my coat on, but in a restaurant that's a bit fancier where they're like, can we take your coat away? I always say, no.
It's a power play.
Yeah, it's an absolute power play. on my behalf or on their behalf. Yeah.
You're showing them, I know you've got this fancy restaurant, but I've got my coat.
I'll keep my coat because I brought my own knife and fork in my pocket.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a power play on their part, is it? That's very paranoid if you thought it was.
Yeah, no, I think it is a power play on their part.
Really? Do you
reckon? Yeah. They're like, just to show we own you now. Because also it's to stop you running out and not paying your bill.
Is that where they do it?
Yeah, I reckon
but
so.
But if you're not planning on doing that anyway, then, unless you are.
Yeah, but it's always nice to have the option.
I think it's a little bit of a power play on them, because then sometimes you have to fumble for your phone and be like, I can't live without my phone.
Mm. Yeah, I need to get my, sorry, I need to get my phone.
Sorry, my phone, I need my card as well. And my ID, in case I get ID'd.
And my insulin, but I suppose that's not a universal observation, is it?
I carry insulin.
Use tissue tumbles out of your pocket if you're trying to get your phone. It goes on the floor and they see you with a little snot bag.
Yeah. Little chewing gum wrappers, receipts.
Yeah.
And you need those for your freelance.
Yeah, yeah, you do actually.
Look at them during the meal.
Exactly. Work out how much you can spend.
Self-assessment.
So you've never done a runner, James?
No, I'd love to.
Lolly?
I've never done a runner. Once when I was younger, my mum pretended that we were going to do one.
Right.
And I cried because I was so scared.
Really? Yeah. You're a very well-behaved child. And like, even your mother knew how to play you.
Yeah.
That's very sweet that you cried because you couldn't countenance breaking the law and doing a runner. And very funny that your mum pretended that you were going to do a runner.
Where was it?
I'm not sure. I think it was a Chinese restaurant. I think our local
how
Chinese restaurant. Maybe 8.
Great.
Yeah.
Cried at 8 because you don't want to...
Yeah. I think I was just... In my head, I was like, I'm going to be the one who trips and falls.
Yeah.
That was what it was. It was
in your head, your mum was going to just leave you
behind.
Absolutely,
She was like,
she's fallen, just keep going. Go,
every man for himself.
Yeah.
you hadn't run any drills or anything like that.
No, exactly. If I'd been practiced.
Mum.
Yeah.
I've never done a runner, but once, I think it must have been about 15 or 16, like big group of us went to Pizza Express.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe 15 teenagers.
Wow.
And we thought it would be really, really funny. We all left one by one and till there was only one person left.
And then that person paid.
Had to pay.
Wow.
Who was that?
Daniel O'Pray. So sorry.
But what if they don't have the money in their account? I wouldn't have that money in my account.
I think he was pretty rich.
Okay, fine.
Once at Pizza Express, me, Nish and Ramesh went for some pizzas.
Yeah.
And Ramesh's pizza just didn't arrive. So they gave us our pizzas for free and Ramesh still didn't get a pizza. It was the best day ever.
Yeah.
Me and Nish were really happy and we wanted to go and do a gig together. And me and Nish kept saying how great it was that we got our pizzas for free. And Ramesh, obviously the perfect person for that to happen to, really, really angry about it.
Yeah, what were they thinking? Like, oh, okay, we've got to make it up to them.
Well,
the only way to make that up is to get Ramesh a pizza, surely.
Yeah. But by that point, it was too, because we had to go.
Right.
So eventually it was like, we've got to go now. And they were like, well, okay, well, your pizzas are on us. This is brilliant. Not happy.
Lolly, are you a food person? Do you like food?
I love food, yes. And I think I would say that I have quite good taste in food.
Ah.
But then Big swing at the top.
But then when I was thinking of my favourite meals, they were very basic.
Right.
But that's understandable because you look for something that comforts you and reminds you of nice, safe times.
Exactly.
That's not necessarily fancy Dan food, is it?
Well, exactly, I go to lots of nice restaurants, but that's more for the event of it, I think.
For the event?
Yeah, getting dressed up.
Just to be seen.
Just to be seen,
Sit in the front window.
Exactly.
And there's Lolly at another fancy restaurant.
Yeah,
that sort
alone.
Of thing. Yeah. She's so dressed up.
Always wearing a suit.
Clutching her coat.
All the belongings in her arms. Yeah.
Looking at her receipts in the front window of that fancy restaurant.
Can I start you off with some water? What would you like? Would you like still or sparkling?
I would like still, please.
Justify yourself.
I ran here.
Yeah.
Because I was running late.
Yeah.
And I'm parched and I need a refresher, not a fancy drink, which is sparkling water.
It was filled with fancy. Fancy Dan again. We were back to Fancy Dan.
Yeah, so. Fancy Dan's. Mm. So sparkling isn't refreshing for you?
It's not refreshing, no. It's delicious. Mm. And I've come to that quite recently, maybe in the last 5 years.
When would you have some sparkling?
If I hadn't run there, I would start off with some sparkling.
Depends if you've run or not.
Yeah, if I'm relaxed and I've sat down in a nice restaurant, I'll have some sparkling. But when I need to quench my thirst, it's always still.
Still all day. Yeah.
If I feel like I've got a scummy mouth, I'll have some sparkling water. It feels like it...
Like a dentist.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fizzes it right out.
Yeah.
I don't think fizz does that. If anything, I feel like that's the opposite when I have something fizzy.
No.
It feels
no.
like it's abrasive against the teeth.
Depends on whether you swig it around, scum, right? I suppose.
If it's all claggy and scummy mouth.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it just like fizzes through.
It's the...
Fizzes through
the fizz.
It's the fizz, is it?
Yeah.
So like a dishwasher advert where you see
exactly
like the...
Like yeah. dishwasher see. Advert. That's exactly how it feels. That's perfect.
It's like jet spraying your mouth.
Jet spraying your mouth, yeah. Getting through a lasagna dish.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. Oh.
How often do you have a scummy mouth, James?
Oh, probably every day.
Yeah?
I had a scummy mouth this morning.
Did you?
Because I fell asleep with my mouth open.
Yeah. Join the club.
Yeah. Because I think I'm getting a cold, so I sort of fell asleep, like, sleeping like that. Open, and then when you wake up, you've got a very scummy mouth.
I always do it. I have my mouth open quite a lot. And actually, I don't know if your Twitter profile still says mouth breather.
It says phony now, but right.
It used to say mouth breather.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've realised that I breathe a lot through my mouth. Mm. And every time I realise I'm doing it, I think of Lolly Edifope.
Thank you.
And her profile, because it's the first place I saw the term.
Yeah. And that's at least once a day, surely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think about Lolly quite a lot.
Yeah.
I think, oh, I'm a little mouth breather, just like Lolly said.
Yeah, I didn't say little, but yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You are a little mouth breather though, James.
Yeah.
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 Well,
hope you don't mind me saying this.
Mm.
I think we've both got quite nasal voices.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not the first to say that, are you?
Do I have a nasal voice? It's not
maybe
not.
It's not not nasal,
is it?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But
what an awful listening experience this must be.
Yes.
You should change the subject of this podcast.
To everybody listening to this. Nasal people.
And I think I found out from a doctor that there's a tube that links to your ears and throat and nose and mouth.
Yeah.
Or maybe not one tube, but there's a tube. And mine is damaged, or like you're born with it and it's a bit wrong.
Ah.
And that's why I get like nose issues. And
your tubes are all wrong.
Yeah.
Your tubes.
And maybe you've got that as well.
I might have some tubing issues.
Yeah.
I'm not going to rule it out, but that's okay.
I had a lot of ear issues as a child. Maybe that's connected, yeah.
Have you ever had your ears, the wax taken out by...
Yep.
Oh, no, I tried.
Really want to do it.
No, I tried to do
do it in good
Chinese.
Believe me, not bad ones like I did.
Oh yeah, it was a bad year for James.
Oh, what happened to you?
No, I shit myself the day before.
Right. Okay.
And so I was still feeling bad.
Yeah.
Food poisoning.
Mm.
Went to the hospital because my ears were absolutely killing me. This is in America.
Oh wow.
My ears were killing me so much; it really, really hurt.
What separately from the?
Yeah, it was separate.
Oh wow.
But like, I was like, why is this all happening to me at once?
Mm.
Went to the hospital. They looked at my ears. They said, there's a hella waxy, which I don't think is a medical term.
No.
And then everyone in the LA hospital was like super attractive. It was like it was proper ER, like it was actual, like the TV show. And I was the little scummy ear infection boy with all his wax in his ears who'd shat himself.
Tell you what, next time, James, bit of fizzy water down there, that'll sort you
out.
Yeah. Oh, I should have just done that.
Yeah.
And rather than save myself the embarrassment, because I just went in and this really beautiful woman syringe in my ears while she was
a
talking.
A doctor or not?
Yeah, I don't know. Just, do you know what?
No, it's a lay.
To
she
be
was
fair,
an actor.
I didn't check her credentials. She's just syringing my ears and flushing them out while chatting to really attractive hunky male doctors about a party at Brad's in the weekend.
Wow.
Literally talking about that. And I didn't take my trousers off. I took my top off and let them put the gown on me. But I didn't take my trousers off. And all the water cascaded out of my ears, down my back, and just soaked my butt.
Oh,
so it was
no.
wet. And then when I was leaving, I had a really wet butt. And everyone could see. Also, if you've shat yourself, the shame doesn't leave your eyes for about 48 hours. So I still looked at my eyes like I had shat myself. And then it looked like I had physically as well on my
wet trousers.
Wow. Yeah. It was the worst. And I went home and watched Orange is the New Black for many days. I didn't leave the flat. Mm. And then when I did leave the flat, some teenagers shouted Ron Weasley at me.
Wow. And you don't even look like Ron. You look like one of the brothers.
Thank you very much. Worse. That's worse.
You look like a Weasley, just not the main one.
It's so much worse that I look like one of the... Oh, it's so much worse.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you were up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but my wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it. And then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, Lolly.
Yes.
Pop it onto a bread, Lolly.
Oh my God.
You made Benito jump and he knew it was coming.
Pop it onto a bread.
And when you say pop it onto a bread,
yeah.
You mean which would I like to start with?
Yes, which would you like on the table while you're waiting for your food?
But what if I'm not in an Indian restaurant?
This is a magical restaurant.
Oh.
This is my restaurant, I'm a genie.
I see.
I'm a waiter.
And what kind of bread is it?
It's whatever bread you want it to be.
Mm. Wow.
It's whatever poppadoms you want it to be. It can be specific poppadoms you've had from certain places that were the best.
I'm going to pick bread.
Yeah.
Because I think poppadoms will trick my mouth into thinking that curry is coming.
Yes.
That is a good answer. Yeah, we haven't had that answer yet.
Yeah.
Mm. And that lets us know curry is not coming.
Yeah, curry's not coming.
Lolly's not ordering curry today.
No. So I'm going to go with bread. And I'd like the butter to be slightly melted.
Yeah, soft butter.
Sure. Yeah, really soft butter. Maybe a bit of salt as well.
Yeah.
Can
do that.
Great.
Any type of bread in particular?
Just nice bread.
Oh, I'll tell the chef.
Not sourdough.
Oh, not sourdough.
Not sourdough.
Now that's controversial.
Sourdough's too ubiquitous now, I think.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay.
Yeah.
And
I don't think you want to start with sourdough.
What do you think the next big bread's going to be?
Good question.
Very good question.
It's hard, though, isn't it? Because
Gingerbread.
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 You think they're going to, restaurants are going to start giving out gingerbread?
Yeah, it's underrated.
Yeah.
It is.
Gingerbread.
Pratt's the only place you can get it.
Yeah.
Have I said about the way they say gingerbread if you're watching Bake Off with your friends?
No.
The way they say it or the way to say it?
The way to say it, if you're watching it. If you're watching it and they're making gingerbread on Bake Off, it's just fun to go, gingerbread, while you're watching it. This feels really fun.
So you're watching it with your friends?
Yeah, I was watching it with, it was in Edinburgh. It was Stuart Laws, David Trent, I think Nish was there, Rose Matafeo, and we were all going, gingerbread.
Why were you doing that?
Because I did it and I found it, I said, it feels really good when you do it. It doesn't feel really good when you hear it.
Right, yeah. I think we're sort of experiencing that now.
Yeah.
Can I give it a go? Yeah. Gingerbread!
You feel good?
How was it?
I think I messed up the...
No, it sounded pretty good to me.
It was fun, actually.
It is fun to do it.
I don't want to do it.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, because you only discovered that you love it.
Yeah.
But everyone, when everyone did it, they loved it. So, we've got nice bread coming up with some salt on the butter.
Soft butter.
Soft butter,
so
yeah.
So now we can come to the starter.
Yes. And I would like to order anything from a Chinese starter menu.
Anything from a Chinese starter.
Yeah, because one of my most indecisive moments is when I'm trying to pick a Chinese starter because I want all of it.
Interesting. So what I'm sure what we could do is a selection platter of starters.
Yeah. But then sometimes the selection platter doesn't have the stuff that you want.
Well, but what is the stuff that you want then?
Well,
because then we can narrow it down.
I want spring rolls.
Yep.
Yeah.
Prawn toast. Uh-huh. Chicken satay skewers.
Chicken satay skewers. I would not bother with them myself.
Pardon?
Just saying.
Well, you just have the chicken satay meal. Or you just wouldn't have it at all?
With chicken satay, I probably wouldn't have... No, I would. I do like chicken satay, but with noodles and stuff, yeah. With like...
Right, as a meal.
I get that from Redbox Noodle.
I don't
Edinburgh.
Like Redbox.
Here we go.
It was a real... Everyone was obsessed with it.
Yeah. So this for listeners who aren't au fait with the specific takeaway culture of Edinburgh, Scotland, there's a noodle place called Redbox Noodles, which people are very obsessed with because...
Because it's cheap.
It's cheap and it's quick.
Yeah.
And you can eat it quickly and then go and do a show.
Yeah. If you're doing and you show decide your noodles first and then you decide what meat you're having, what sauce, what veg. You build as you go.
But I think that the fact that you can build as you go means that you're often going to get something not good.
Okay.
I want a chef to say this is what goes with this.
Okay.
And
right,
then you
okay.
pick it.
I think it all goes with each other. I think that's...
Well, I spoke to noodle connoisseur Phil Wang about Redbox, and he doesn't think it's great.
Well, we can't really argue with that.
So you've got prawn toast, spring rolls, chicken satay skewers.
Yeah, if you go to my favourite restaurant, Park Chinoa.
Where's that?
That's in Mayfair.
Uh-huh.
Posh Chinese.
Posh, very
Park
posh.
Chinoa. Yeah.
Grace Dent actually gave it a very bad review.
Did she?
Yeah. But it's my favourite restaurant. And they have a band and they play like jazz and it feels very
Chinese
cool.
jazz?
Just jazz.
Just jazz?
Just jazz. It may be a Chinese jazz.
Yeah.
But that's often sung in English, so I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
They have venison puffs.
Oh.
Which are
incredible. This sounds like the real starter.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But then I also want all of the rest.
Yeah, okay.
Now this is going to get far too sort of London posh Chinese specific, but I tell you where else there's a lovely venison puff.
Hakkasan.
Oh, no. Yautja.
Oh, love it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yautja.
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 Where's Yautja?
Sort of, it's like corner
Lolly
of Berwick Street.
Chinese Soho. Restaurant in London.
Yeah.
Because my family always go to Chinese restaurants when
and
it's
run
a birthday. Yeah. There was a period of time when we were like, I think we've done them all. we couldn't find any more.
Chinese London.
Yeah, we had to start going to like Fulham and stuff, and we were like, no, we don't do this anymore.
So where in London? Where in London did you grow up?
Sutton.
Sutton. So then you branched out from there.
Yeah, we used to go to Heen's Sutton, which was our local. We used to go there all the time. And
is
I
that
never
the one where your mum threatened to do a runner
I think
from?
So, yeah.
And then you cried, so you couldn't go there anymore because you'd embarrassed yourself.
And then my mum and the rest of my family got sick of Heen's, and I was like, I'm happy to stick with Heen's the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like, no, we have to branch out. So then we started branching out. Then we went to Hakkasan quite a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
and HKK, which is the sister restaurant of Hakkasan.
That's right. A real jump in terms of, I mean, I've not been to Heen's in Sutton.
Well, exactly, and I know what you're going to say.
But it feels like a real sort of swank jump.
It's not that much of a jump.
Is Heen's pretty posh?
In my opinion.
Yeah.
I just think it's delicious.
Yeah.
I think maybe there was something in between Heen's and Hakkasan, probably.
Yeah, because you can't go straight from Heen's to Hakkasan.
You can't go from Heen's to Hakkasan.
Yeah.
That's the tagline of this podcast.
Like the old song. Heen's to Hakkasan with little book you've released. Yeah. All the Chinese restaurants you've been to.
Good idea for a book.
I didn't know that you were such a Chinese restaurant nut.
Yeah, yeah. It's just for some reason it's just become the birthday thing to do is to go to a nice fancy Chinese restaurant.
It's a good birthday. Good birthday meal, I'd say.
Yeah.
I've never had a venison puff.
Oh, you must.
Describe it.
Venison encased in puff pastry.
And how's the venison done? Is it just like a little chunk of venison? A little cube?
I think it's like sort of it's been sort of cut into strips and then put it in a sauce.
Yeah, it's saucier, isn't it?
Yeah, it's saucy.
Quite saucy.
It's
almost like a little steak bake.
Exactly, exactly.
Oh, okay, yeah. Venison.
The pastry, I'm not speaking for the one at Yautja here, is a little sweet, a little bit sweet.
Yeah.
It's that's really good.
The Yautja one is
sweet. The
Yautja
one is a little bit sweet.
And the Pak Chin one was sweet,
Pak Chin was sweet as well.
It's a gorgeous little...
So that's on the starter plate.
That's on the starter, yeah.
But the prawn crackers, the prawn toast, sorry. Prawn crackers need to be on there. The prawn toast and
maybe
all the rest of the stuff.
Prawn crackers is one of the options with the... Yeah. At the beginning with the... Red poppadoms or prawn crackers.
Yeah, should, yeah.
It's a lot more to shout, isn't it? Shout that every time. For your main.
Yes.
Madam.
I struggled to narrow it down.
You can have anything off the main on an Indian
restaurant.
What were
some contenders? what were some ones that you threw away?
So one of them was... a quarter pounder with chips.
Amazing.
Because
from
McDonald's restaurant.
Yeah.
Which Kanye West tweeted something that I'd said maybe 2 days before, which is McDonald's is the greatest restaurant in the world.
Right.
Because it is.
Wow.
Yeah, but I think you and Kanye thought that for different reasons.
The owner of Heen's just killed himself.
I think you would think that maybe as a genuine, you were eating it and thought this is the best food in the world. And you thought taste-wise it's the best. And Kanye would have thought it's the best because he admires how they've just crushed everybody.
The
corporate side of
it. Yeah, like,
he'd be like, this is genius.
But I also think he likes to eat it as well.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but I reckon what he respects the most.
Yeah, he respects the artistry.
He probably watched that film that Michael Keaton did, The Founder.
Yeah.
And watched that and thought, that is inspiring.
Right, yeah.
How much he does
like the branding.
But I do think it's the best.
How often do you eat at McDonald's?
It used to be a lot more often. Now, maybe once a month.
Once a month. And do you eat in?
Never.
Never eat in.
Never.
But because I used to live in a lot of flats where I didn't have a living room.
Mm.
And so I became like my brain became obsessed with the idea of eating food in bed.
Right.
And getting home from a night out, going straight to my room and eating my food in bed.
Mm.
And so now that's what I do.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore because I've got a living room now, but for a while that's what I did.
McDonald's was the go-to bed food.
I just don't really like eating in fast food places. I think it's a little bit depressing.
Yeah. McDonald's is a very depressing restaurant to eat in restaurant.
If you go in the day, it's probably quite fun.
It's been done up a bit now.
Yeah.
It feels a bit more like just the way the tables are all laid out. Mm. Everything looks quite clean and nice and
it is
spacious.
Nicer. Yeah, and because they've got the order your own screens.
I don't
as
like
well.
Those.
Yeah, they're stressful.
Because everyone can see what I'm ordering. It's a huge screen.
Everyone can
screen.
See how long you're taking to decide as
well. Yeah, and they all see your options, what you're ordering. I don't like that.
It's quite a private thing for you, is it, the McDonald's order?
I feel judged, I feel that everyone's looking over.
And what are you picking?
If it's anything like your Nando's order, you deserve to be judged.
Everyone would absolutely hate me for what I order in McDonald's,
Let's hear
actually.
It. Fillet of fish?
No, so here's the qualifier.
You're vegetarian?
But... I was brought up to think that McDonald's was the devil.
Right.
So my dad was like really hated McDonald's.
Okay.
And so like I just see it as the most unhealthy thing in the world and I shouldn't be going in there. I'm being very naughty if I do.
Right. So but do you like it?
No, because he's ruined it for me.
Okay, sure.
So I'll go in, and so what I get is the I get one of the wraps.
Wow.
But I get one of the I get whatever the like lowest calorie wrap is.
Wow.
This tends to be a chicken one.
Grilled chicken.
Yeah, grilled chicken wrap with a Diet Coke and a bag of carrots. Carrot
Mate,
sticks.
How dare you?
I only
Why
go, in
go to McDonald's?
Just
then?
Get out.
It's a last resort. So I
stop appropriating McDonald's culture.
I only go in there when it's a certain time of night and no one's open and I can't do it. And they go.
Yeah, we all know what we're like when we're a bit pissed and we want a bag of carrots.
I'm not pissed when I'm doing this. Yeah. This is when I'm like coming home from a gig, sober, haven't eaten, really hungry. I'm at Brixton normally. Yeah. That's my way home. And I'll be like, McDonald's is open. I'm going and get a bag of carrots and not feel guilty about myself.
Wow.
I know, it's bad.
Something's
and I don't
want
to be on the screens.
You.
And then everyone can see on the screens yeah. what I'm ordering. I'm ordering everyone a bag boos. Of carrots like a little rabbit.
Yeah. A little alarm goes off when someone orders a bag of carrots post 10 p.m.
Yeah. There's a Christian in.
Dweeb. Yeah. But you've rejected that.
I rejected that. Yeah. And then another option was something that me and my boyfriend made once, and we thought this is the best meal ever made, mm-hmm. which is a jacket sweet potato with
I'm with you
fried plantain, uh-huh. chorizo, and halloumi.
Wow, I mean that does sound good.
Yeah,
I wouldn't think to put plantain in sweet potato.
Exactly,
starch on starch.
Starch on starch. Yeah, yeah. But I sort of think of plantain as a fruit.
Yes, yep. But it's a starchy fruit, isn't yeah. it? And I think it has a similar taste profile to a sweet potato in that it's a sweeter, savoury thing.
Yeah, I think it depends on how you cook it as well. Yeah. Some people cook it so that it's still quite hard.
Yeah, okay.
When you eat it, but I make it really wait till it's really ripe, mm-hmm. and then it soaks up the oil a lot more, so it's a lot more unhealthy. But it's like slightly wetter and juicier.
That does sound really good.
Yeah, like banana. When you have like banana with pancakes, that kind of texture.
In it. That is like the ultimate hipster brunch.
Yeah,
apart from you got plantain in there.
Exactly.
But that is like chorizo, halloumi, sweet potato.
Yeah,
the big players.
Avocado to yeah. top it off. Nice.
He had yeah. avocado. I didn't have
there
avocado.
There you go.
So he went there, full.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. All in.
Did he eat it off a chopping board?
He did. Yes. Yeah. He ate it off a pipe.
Little side of hummus.
Yeah.
Dip it in.
That does sound delicious. I'm going to try that. Mm-hmm. But that's gone as well. That's gone.
And what I've decided to pick is a meal that I used to have when I graduated from university and then moved back in with my parents. But at that point, we're sort of going out more because I'd obviously had a taste for going out at uni. Mm-hmm. So I'd go out, come home, be really hungover, and the next day would eat a big bowl of Nigerian food that my mum had made. And I felt quite guilty about doing it because I was just sort of like this like layabout who didn't do anything. I was just like, I'm hungry now. So I would have either jollof rice with fried plantain or pounded yam with a stew that my mum would make.
What was the stew?
Yeah.
Sort of a tomato-based stew with pieces of lamb and things. Or something else which is called egusi, which is like a soupy thing, which I should know how to make. But with Nigerian parents, they don't write down recipes ever.
It's just all in their head.
Yeah, and so when I'm like, how do I make this? She's like, well, you know how to make it. You just
make it. So you get the pan and you
yeah,
make it.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, well, how much of this do I put in? She's like, you'll know how much to put
in. You will know.
Yeah.
Just cut to you.
Me covered in rice.
Yeah.
So I don't think I've had Nigerian food before.
Oh, I'll cook you Nigerian food.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take us through.
Because you know how to make it.
Because I know how to make
it. Yeah, you know
how
to make it. Just make it. Just make it from scratch. What sort of spice level are we talking? What sort of taste are we talking?
Well, in general, very spicy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really like things to be extremely spicy.
Right.
But whenever I'm eating things with people who are white people, I feel like I have to eat things that are a lot spicier than what I want to eat.
See, that's interesting. So I think that's the other way around to like someone like Nish or you go to an Indian restaurant and they see white people and they're like, we're going to really take the spice out of this.
Yeah. Mm.
But because I like things that are, I think, really spicy.
Mm-hmm.
But you would think that you'd be like, okay, we'll have to take some spice out of this for these absolute soft mouth whiteys.
And then Ed orders the brains and then they know they've got a good proper guy on their hands. Ed always orders the brains.
I do order the brains.
Ed orders brains all the time in an Indian restaurant, and me and Nish just stare at him open
without
mouth.
Looking at the menu.
Well, it's because brains is the yeah. Just go. Take the menu away. I'm going to be wanting the brains. Sir, we don't have brains. I shall take my coat and leave.
He loves the brains.
I love the brains.
I think that white, not to generalise, but white people in general want to prove themselves more.
I think
spice.
That's it, isn't it? Yeah.
Sure.
And I'm sort of like, well, I can't now say that I don't want spice because then I look like I'm not a real Nigerian. So I have to eat spicy.
It's a matter of pride.
Yeah. And when I was younger, I would always find things too spicy. And so I'm trying to sort of get over that now.
So, like, what's the spiciest thing you would actually enjoy?
Hard to say. Something that my mum would make, which I think would probably be, for the average person, would be like a 7 out of 10.
If you're going to put some chilies next to it on a menu?
Out of how many chilies?
You know, on a menu, sometimes they put some chilies next to the...
It's normally out of 3 chilies,
out of 3
it?
Chilies. Yeah. It'd be 2 chilies.
2 chilies, nice.
Okay, yeah. 2 chilies is like...
I think I'd go 2 chilies.
I'd probably never go 3 chilies. Well, I have done in the past, it's ruined my life. Yeah. But like, yeah. Like, 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. How big is this bowl, by the way?
It's a very good question because I think it's actually a bowl that's not meant for eating out of.
Perfect.
I think because the bowls that are made for eating are too small. They're sort of cereal bowls. Mm. This is a big, shallow bowl.
Right, okay. Like a fruit bowl.
Yeah, like a fruit bowl. Yeah. Because whenever I'm trying to think of what to eat, I try to think like, okay, do I want a knife and fork in my hand and I want to be, you know, cutting up and eating? Or do I want my hands around something to be putting in my mouth? Or do I want effectively a spoon that I'm just shoveling?
Yeah.
And when I'm hungover, I want a spoon.
You want to shovel?
Yeah.
And mix things up? And,
I want to mash it all around and then I want to just shovel it in.
Yeah.
Like big spoon?
Ladle.
Yeah. The old ladle. Ladle it in.
So your main course is a fruit bowl full of Nigerian food and a ladle.
Thank you.
Do everyone else still think about see your ladle when people mention a ladle?
No, what's that?
See your ladle.
Just a phrase. Friends.
Oh, there's certain Friends jokes that I think different people have different ones, I think, that stick with them.
I don't have any.
You don't have any Friends jokes that stick with you?
No.
See your ladle is mine.
Yeah.
Phoebe says about another character. It's another character who's funny. Can't remember who it is. She's like, oh, you know what he would say if he asked for a ladle? He would say, see your ladle.
She's saying it's a good thing to do that.
She was just saying about how great that guy was. And then it's just a funny... Really, I think the joke is more of a character-based joke.
Sure.
It's kind of like, you know...
like Friends, both, basic series 3 onwards.
Yeah, both Phoebe's character and the character of the guy is not, you know, who they all like because he's so funny. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they all think that's a really funny joke, which is not a funny joke.
Yes.
I like that when writers do that, when they figure out a way of making a joke that isn't funny by just assigning it to the right character.
Yeah.
Because you don't actually have to write that hard. You can just go...
It's lazy.
That's a shit joke.
We're signposting it.
James Acaster will never forget it.
I just think about going commando sticks in my mind as a Friends thing.
Yeah.
You know, when they talk about going commando, because at the time I'd never heard that phrase. I didn't know what they meant. Mm. So for quite a while, I thought, you know, they do the lunging motion.
Yeah.
I thought that's what they meant by going commando was just sort of lunging forward. And I didn't understand why.
It makes
it was
more
funny.
Sense.
Yeah.
And why is it called going commando?
Because you're wearing no pants and commandos don't wear pants.
Do they not?
You're out in the... I guess it comes from being like out in the field and... Like fighting and like
you're in a bit of a rush,
running
you?
Out of pants. You're in a bit of a rush to go to war.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
makes you think.
What do you remember from Friends, Lolly?
I didn't really used to watch Friends much.
Okay.
I think the first episode I watched was the last ever episode of Friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of spoils it.
Yeah.
Did you?
It wasn't really
memento
on my radar.
All the Friends and watch it backwards.
I worked out everything that happened from that one episode. I watch it from time to time, but I think it's been ruined now because we're all quite woke.
Mm, sure.
And I can't really enjoy it. I think when it was on, it wasn't really on my radar because I was kind of like, this doesn't feel like it's my kind of show. It's quite loud.
I haven't watched it. Yeah, you know, we went back on Netflix and everyone was saying, oh my God, you watch Friends now and all this. And so I just didn't. Well, I'm not watching it again.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it when I was a kid, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, I used to, like, when I was a teenager, I used to get every Friday, I used to go and get, an, you know, they had videotapes with like four episodes on.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go and rent one.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why that's funny. Mm. Really made me laugh.
Yeah, me and my friend Jack. Rent a new friend's video every week.
Great.
Very sweet.
Is this bowl of Nigerian food, has it got a name? Would you always refer to it as something, or was it just waiting there for you? And was it always the same things in it, or was it different stuff?
Different things. Pounded yam and stew would be one thing, or pounded yam with a goosey is one thing.
Yeah.
Or jollof rice would be a different thing.
So you wouldn't have them together?
No. Well, I actually probably would, because I love to shovel. That's not the norm, to have rice and yam.
And was this stuff already made and left over?
In general, yeah.
Or was it made for you?
Sometimes it was made for me and I felt bad, but my mum would be like, are you hungry? And then I'd say yes.
I think it sort of reminds me of when I graduated and then moved back home again. It was just so like going out and then mum would cook some dinner and eat her dinner at a normal time.
Yeah.
And then I'd get back and there'd be like a cold thing waiting to warm up in the microwave at like 12:30 or something.
Yeah.
When I was pissed.
And literally. Sometimes I would say, okay, no, don't make it for me. I want pounded jam. And then I would start to make it and I would be doing such a bad job that she would come in and be like, okay, I'll sort this out.
I really want Nigerian food now.
Yeah, it made me want pounded yam.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll love it. You'll absolutely
get pounded yam in Soho.
And what side dish would you like, Lolly?
Fries.
From?
Always. Fries from McDonald's.
McDonald's fries.
Why not?
They've always been. Here.
You don't like the fries?
We go.
Really?
Well, I just think if you're going fast food fries.
I'm glad this is happening. This is good.
They're the best fries.
Burger King.
No.
Burger King are way better for fries.
But they give you such a small, tiny little packet.
Yeah, but they're better.
Crispier.
Or you can get bigger. You can get bigger portions.
I always feel like Burger King and KFC fries are not what they're about.
KFC fries are rubbish. Mm. Burger King fries.
Yeah, they put KFC
something.
Fries.
There's something on them.
Step your game up.
There's something on them that I love them. They're really crispy as well.
Mm.
Five Guys fries are nice as well.
Five Guys fries
I love
are nice.
Five
they
Guys
great,
fries.
Actually.
So crispy.
Yeah.
And I get them with the seasoning on them. The what do they even phrase them as at the counter? But they give you an option. I like to get that on it.
Honest burger fries are great.
The rosemary salt, are so good.
They're fantastic.
No, I'm not into them.
Really?
Don't really like honest burger.
Why not?
Don't like honest burger.
I don't really like it. I find it all too.
Let's not kill any
what burgers do you like?
Potential
Five
sponsors.
I like Five Guys. I like Shake Shack.
Have you ever had patty and bun?
Yes, good.
That's the best burger
it's really
I think
good.
That was overhyped to me by the man across the table. I went there. I've been there once. And he just told me, oh, I love patty and bun so much. Oh, patty and bun's so good. And I went there and I ordered one and I was like, well, this is disappointing.
Wow.
I never went back again.
I'm sorry.
I was really excited for it. I've been waiting for my patty and bun burger. I was sitting there like, I can't wait. Ed said these were so delicious.
Well, they are. Your own
they
expectations
are
screwing with you there, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, but whose fault's that? You for hyping it up.
All right, well, look.
Singing little patty and bun songs at me.
Don't remember singing any patty and bun songs.
Oh, maybe it was me in my head. I was excited about
it. I think you've got to realise that quite often what's happening in your head is different to what's happening in the actual world, James. Mm. You do tend to add songs to most things.
And that's lovely.
Yes, and thank you for singing that to me.
So McDonald's fries.
I think so.
They are the original best.
Yeah, I think if I was in a restaurant and I didn't know that the fries were McDonald's fries, I'd be like, wow, these are amazing.
Right, okay, interesting.
And I much prefer them to the standard chip, which you would get in a fancy restaurant.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't necessarily like a thick chip.
No, me neither. I think I'd always put a fry over a chip.
You know when people are like, a really good chip is crispy on the outside and fluffy in the middle.
No.
That's
a roast potato.
I want crispy all the way through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, Lolly. That is a roast potato.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I don't like it when it's...
Even with a roast potato, I prefer the smaller ones that are mainly crispy.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. I like a chip shop chip.
Oh, yeah.
Fish not made
chip,
of stone.
Fish and chip chips.
Yeah, I have that covered in salt and vinegar.
Lots
delicious.
Of vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
I probably already said this on the podcast, but we used to do that in school. We used to go to the fish and chip shop at lunch and get the chips, soak it in so much vinegar, and then we would put our heads over it and huff it really big until we like spluttered.
I think you have said that on the podcast before, but it bears repeating.
Yeah. Keep it in, Benita.
Which sauce are you going to have with chips?
I'm the waiter.
And I'd like to get to know you better.
I can't believe I've been replaced. Well, I mean, do you have an answer for this as well?
Yeah,
that's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. I've been through phases. I think now I would still just go for ketchup again. But right. Like in school, we went through a phase where we all had mayonnaise for a while.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'm mayonnaise.
That's the one, yeah.
I'm mayonnaise, absolutely.
Or garlic mayo if you can get it.
Oh, yeah, and we can in this restaurant.
Yeah, garlic mayo.
You want garlic mayo? Yeah. Perfect.
I think we all overdid it in Kettering.
I came to mayo quite late.
Yeah, okay. Mm. Yeah, well, I was like, I remember at the end of every night out, we would go to the shop, get some chips and loads of garlic mayo.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, we overdid it.
Sure.
There were heady days in Kettering growing up and we all overdid the garlic mayo.
So now you're just back to ketchup.
Now I'm back to carrots, really. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a sauce with the carrots?
No.
No.
Oh,
just,
God.
Just eat them out the
I'm
pan.
Allergic to carrots.
Really?
Yeah. Can't have... lots of different raw vegetables. If they're raw or unpeeled, I can't have them.
So let's play a roulette. Let's just say
go
I've
for
got
it. And some fruit as well.
Would you like a courgette, Lolly?
If it's peeled and cooked, yes, please.
But not if it's raw?
No.
Or no, we don't have it.
Yeah, I've never seen a peeled cooked courgette. You normally have it with the peel on, right?
I would normally have it in some sort of stew. And then I would peel it, cut it up.
Yeah, fair enough. But you live
parsnip.
Your life.
Parsnip, unless it's peeled and cooked, no.
Well, who's eating a raw parsnip?
Some people might.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Don't say like that's up for debate. No one's eating a raw parsnip.
Just choosing
mate.
To let you have your beliefs.
It's not a belief. It's a fact. That's science,
each
mate.
Each their own. I'm not gonna.
There's listeners now thinking,
it's not each other.
I'm a freak because I
yeah, and you are. If you're out there and you eat a raw parsnip, you've got something wrong with you, mate.
Oh, right. That's lost some listeners.
Good.
Would you like some celeriac?
I don't know what that is. Celery?
I've never really known what it is. No, it's not celery.
Right.
No. Celeriac's like a...
Isn't it like a...
It's a really
mash.
Weird thing.
You have it with mash, don't you?
You could mash
you
it
you
up.
You puree it quite a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Again, no one's having that raw.
Yeah. I used to have to cut them up when I lived in a kitchen. Lived in a kitchen?
Yeah. So, I mean, but you're the only person that makes sense for.
Yeah,
I bet he did live in a kitchen once.
We did used to live in a kitchen.
He really threw himself into cooking and he started to live in the kitchen.
I'm a genie waiter. It makes sense that I live in a kitchen.
Eating raw parsnips, curled up in a little ball like a dog.
A drink.
Oh, yes. I would like a glass of red wine.
Yes, please.
Always.
Oh, Ed's very happy with this.
And I really want to go wine tasting because I don't really know what I like.
Me too.
But I know I like Primitivo. That's one that I like. Mm. And I used to really like Rioja, but I don't think I like it anymore.
Okay.
I think I just... Maybe it's quite easy to drink, so I thought I liked it.
Right.
And I don't like Malbec.
Okay.
This is all I know.
Why do you not like Malbec?
Tastes not nice.
Ah,
yeah.
Quite the palate you have, Lolly.
No, actually, waiter, this tastes not nice.
Please.
Every Primitivo I've had, I've been like, that's nice.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it is about it.
Mm.
So I want to go on a course and find out.
I also want to go on a course because I think I don't mind Malbec, but I think it's because probably when I was like 14 or 15 and thinking it might be quite cool to know about wines, that's the first name I learned.
When you were
hold
up, how old?
Sure.
14 or 15?
When you were 14 or 15 and you thought it'd be quite cool to know about wine?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm the weirdo for living in the kitchen, am I?
Yeah.
Because...
That is
maybe 16.
14, 15.
Maybe 16.
Oh, it'd be quite nice to know about wines.
You know I'm
I think
posh,
you've got to be
mate.
Older than 18.
Are you the little kid? Are you Manny of a modern family? is that who you are, Ed?
Look, we know I'm posh. yeah, I think Malbec was probably just one that I heard and thought, oh, that's so you can
go
to a restaurant when you're 14.
Yeah, it does sound like it would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can go, oh, I'm a Malbec.
Yeah,
do you have
yeah.
a Malbec?
I think like it is that. A posh, it is a posh drink as well.
It's very popular as well now, I think. It became quite popular.
Mm.
I think 14 may be slightly too young. But
no.
I'm not like Manny from Modern Family.
You sound like Manny from Modern Family to me.
I also want to go. Maybe we should go wine tasting together.
Love that. Yeah.
But I would say, so far, this is the meal that Ed would most like to eat that we've had on the podcast.
Yeah, it sounds delicious. Yeah.
You've agreed with a lot of these.
Yeah.
Mm. And
and you've hated it.
I would rather throw up and eat the sick. Ed absolutely loves it.
Yeah, I'm on board. Let's not screw this up, Lolly. I'm enjoying the meal so far. Yeah.
It's quite tense getting to the dessert, because obviously...
Dessert, mate.
The dessert is one of those novelty big bars of Cadbury's chocolate you get. Because you don't see them anymore.
Yeah.
And I miss them.
Sure, yeah.
That's the happiest I was.
Yeah. I hadn't even thought about that. I haven't seen one of those in a very long time.
Bloody.
The massive.
Bloody
and,
nanny steak.
You used
steak?
To play that
That'll
game where you have to try and cut it up with a knife and fork.
Yep.
No.
Oh. But
it's either a part of your childhood.
Yeah. I think we did it at school.
Or it's not. Yeah. Like some people just like no idea about it.
Yeah.
And then people like us.
Yeah.
It's a very distinct memory of having that game where you roll a dice.
You roll a dice, and depending on the number, you have to put on certain things to try and eat this massive bar of chocolate. So I think the lower the number is better. And then it's like, cause it's like knife and fork is the first one.
Right.
And you have to cut pieces, and then you can eat the pieces that you cut off.
Right.
But then if you're higher, then you have to have knife and fork, and you have to have gloves on while you're cutting. So you have to put the gloves on. And other people are, oh, maybe it's like you have to...
Mine was just the six.
Oh, roll a double.
So one we played was one die, you rolled it. If you got a six, you had to put the gloves on, put the scarf on,
yes,
put the hat on, get the knife and fork, and eat the chocolate. And you keep doing it
until
round.
Someone else is rolling a six, because it's going, the dice are going around the group.
So
until someone else is doing it, you get to keep going for as long as you can.
But it's really hard.
Yeah.
And
you've got to put
really,
all the stuff on. So if someone gets the six straight away and you haven't even put your gloves on, you don't get any chocolate.
Oh.
Yeah.
It sounds stressful.
Yeah. And it is really just the teacher or whoever's in charge, just their way of being like, look at how much kids love chocolate.
Yeah.
look at how desperate they are.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not even enjoying it. They can savour it. They're just just feverishly hacking away at it while dressed for winter with a knife and fork. And then if another kid rolls, like, no! Yeah, and then they had to take it all off.
I think at our school we were too busy doing blind taste tests with Malbec and Barolo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rolling a die. Yeah. Oh, God, I get sample the wine.
Oh, I've got to put a blindfold on and try and pick up blackberry notes.
Teacher, this is corked. I would like... Disgraceful.
Any particular chocolate bar, or is it the size that's the most important thing?
It's the specific Cadbury's one.
Yeah.
Dairy Milk.
Dairy Milk, specifically. Okay, great.
Dairy Milk.
I love Dairy Milk.
Just a massive purple chocolate. It's like Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
It just felt like
it's closest to
the
Willy
coolest
Wonka.
Thing in the world.
I've only come round to it as an adult.
Dairy Milk?
Yeah, it's absolutely...
Really? It's just chocolate.
I thought people were mugging me off. every time I got a Dairy Milk, I was like, you know the amount of stuff we could be putting in this?
Really?
There could be biscuit in this and caramel.
You're still a bit like that.
I'm a bit like that. Yeah.
What's your favourite chocolate bar?
A good question.
Or what's your least favourite chocolate bar as well?
Mine
is Fruit and Nut.
Yeah, fuck Fruit and Nut.
Yeah, I
hate
quite
it. Like Fruit and
People
Nut.
Love it.
I quite like it.
Bounty and Fruit and Nut. Boo.
Oh, I like Bounty.
Oh, wow. We
especially
don't,
a dark chocolate
we don't
Bounty.
Get on.
We do not
no,
get on.
No, it's perfect because in a selection box.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, if you were hanging out with Ed.
Yeah.
Have fun fighting over stuff.
Yeah. There'll be loads of Fruit and Nut and Bounty left.
Yeah, me and you, I'm eating the carrots. I'm eating the Fruit and Nut.
You create your own.
And then you get to eat all the fries and the Dairy Milk. Pretty good. I don't know. Least favourite's quite a tricky one. I'll probably put maybe I wouldn't put a Dairy Milk as least favourite, but like...
You can't.
No. Oh, you can't.
You can't.
You absolutely
not allowed.
Can't.
My favourite chocolate in the world is the peanut butter Whittaker's from New Zealand.
Right.
It's my favourite chocolate. So it's just... It's just, milk chocolate filled with peanut butter.
Okay, lovely.
But it's, like, not too sweet. It's actually quite a subtle peanut butter, bit of salt to it.
Yeah, lovely.
It's really, really nice.
Do you like a peanut butter Kit Kat Chunky?
No.
I love them.
I love them.
But again, it's the thing that I overdid, probably in the same era that I was eating all the garlic mayonnaise on the chips.
At the same time as well.
I just did it, did it too much. So you would like a big old bar of Dairy Milk. But is that your favourite chocolate bar?
Probably not, but I think just the size sort of overtakes any other.
Are you a big Toblerone person?
I'm a white Toblerone person.
Ooh.
Love a white Toblerone.
Some people get very angry about white chocolate because it's just milk and sugar and there's no chocolate in it.
Oh, really?
They get really annoyed.
And now you're talking about you?
Not me.
Some people get really angry.
Okay, good.
Some people smash up their room when they think about it.
My favourite chocolate, though, is dark chocolate.
We are not friends anymore.
But
three.
You are. If there's, again, I come back to the selection box.
Yeah,
you
true.
You two are perfect.
Yeah.
I would actually, if I was to put a league table of dark white milk, I would go dark top, then white, then milk.
But how dark are you talking? Ooh, percentage dark. Wise.
You're talking 90.
No, I'm not talking 90.
Okay. I've had 100% before.
Have you? Horrible.
That is bitter. It's a real undertaking.
You weren't just drinking some coffee?
Yeah, when you drink coffee like and it's so bitter that it's like almost sweet again?
You can, if you take one square and really leave it in your mouth for a bit to melt, and it takes on sweet notes.
Mm. Where
Remember
were
when
you
we
when
used to
happened?
Do that? We used to do that at school.
Where were you when you had the 100% dark chocolate?
Probably at home.
Just at home? It wasn't a special occasion, just at home?
Well, because when type 1 diabetes, boring shit. But it's lower sugar. The higher the percentage, the lower sugar. Yeah. So I was sort of experimenting with...
You had the cocoa nibs in your cupboard and you were very excited about them, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, cocoa nibs are very nice. They go in porridge nicely and they're 100% and they're, you know, they're bitter. But now, I'll just have... I'll have a bit of Dairy Milk now and again. Lovely stuff.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Cut loose. Mm. Can I run through your order with you?
Yes.
Just to make sure. So, Lolli Adefope, you would like some still water to start.
Yes, please.
Some nice bread with some soft butter and salt on it.
Thank you.
You would like a Chinese platter for your starter, but the venison puff is non-negotiable.
Absolutely.
Your main, you'd like pounded yam and stew.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Whatever
your mum left you in the fridge.
Side, McDonald's fries with some garlic mayonnaise.
Thank you.
To drink, you would like some red wine, Primitivo, preferably.
Yes.
Because it's tastes good.
Tastes nice, yeah.
And the dessert, you would like a novelty Cadbury's chocolate Dairy Milk bar like you would get at Christmas.
Because it tastes nice, yeah.
Because it tastes also because it tastes nice. Yeah. We didn't establish that. But because it tastes nice, it's very important. Yeah. Well, so I was like, I'll get the chef to whip you that straight up.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I'm going to go home now to my kitchen where I live. Tonight.
Thank you very much, Lolli.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Lolli. Take your coat, which you already have, which you never gave me.
Oh, that was Lolli Adefope.
What a delicious meal.
What a genuinely delicious meal. I really want to eat Nigerian food now.
It's one of your favourites. I'd say that episode, that is one of your favourites.
Yes, I would have to try Nigerian food first.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure it necessarily goes with McDonald's fries and mayonnaise.
The mayonnaise would be the thing that I would think, maybe.
Yeah, but I'd like to check out all of the stuff on Lolli's menu. I think that sounds absolutely delicious.
And I'll tell you what wasn't on the menu.
Go on.
Lemongrass.
No!
Well done, Lolli. Congratulations.
Congratulations on no lemongrass. Now, if you like Lolli, if you like the sound of her, she's doing rather well in America. She goes to America to film television shows. She's got a couple coming up in 2019. I know that sounds like she's got a couple of television shows coming up, but that's quite an impressive achievement.
Yeah.
She's in a show called Miracle Workers on TBS.
Oh, can't wait.
Keep an eye out for that. And a show called Shrill on Hulu. So if you're a US-based listener and you'd like to check out more of Lolli's work, look out for those shows. And I'm sure at some point they'll come over to the UK as well.
They look great, those shows.
But enough with all these defectors, people who go over the Atlantic. There's plenty of good comedy here, thank you. And a lot of it's being done by me and you, James.
Yes. Slash all of it.
Slash all of it. My tour has started, I believe. End of January it started. So check it out. It's called Blizzard. Go on edgamble.co.uk/gigs and you can see where I might be coming near to you. It's not January at the moment. It's a bit before January. There's a couple of places you really need to pick up the old ticket sales, actually.
Oh, dear.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying that Stafford needs to have a long, hard look at themselves.
In more ways than one, I've gigged there before.
Yeah, oh, no.
Actually, it's probably coming up on my tour. I better not slag it off.
Yeah. When's your tour, James?
I'm touring throughout. Well, yeah, more or less throughout 2019. Tour officially starts in end of May, early June. Goes right through to the end of the year. Yeah. That's the UK tour.
Ooh.
But there is...
Oh, dear.
Hello.
Oh, James just answering the phone there to our next
guest. Hello. Hello. I'm going to be on tour. And also, I will be at the Melbourne Comedy Festival and the New Zealand International Comedy Festival.
Bear in mind what I've just said about people going overseas to do comedy.
Oh, yes, sorry.
So do you want to take that back?
I can't. They've booked the flights now. But
all right, we'll have a nice time.
I'll be over there doing comedy, so please come and see my show there. Cold Lasagna, Hate Myself, 1999. That's what the show's called.
Man, I'm going to miss you.
Oh, I'll miss you too, man.
Please subscribe to this podcast, review it, give it nice reviews, give it nice ratings, check it out on whatever app you've got. And if you're into social media, which God knows I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. You love it, don't you?
I don't love it.
Okay.
I'm into it.
So the Twitter account for this podcast is at Off Menu Official. We're also on Instagram under the same name, at Off Menu Official. So follow, like some tweets, retweet some stuff, spread the word about the podcast. We're very happy with how it's going so far. But, you know, there's always more people out there who'll enjoy a little bit of food.
Yeah. We're greedy. We're greedy for food and we're greedy for listeners.
Yum, 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 yum. Give us some more listeners.
Yum, 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 yum. Give us some more listeners.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I was just doubling down, making sure everyone knew that's the new catchphrase.
Okay, goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you enjoy, there's another podcast is coming out. Oh no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.